Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thanks for joining with me on the Word Podcast. We continue on with the count in 1 Samuel 17. Remember what had just happened. Saul had said to David, "Go, and may the Lord be with you." In other words, go and fight this Philistine. Go fight this giant. Take your shot at him, okay? But Saul just wasn't going to send him out there on his own, at least from his perspective. David had already declared what? Hey, the Lord's going to deliver me from this Philistine. In the same way that the Lord was with me when a lion and a bear attacked the sheep and I delivered them, he will deliver me from this Philistine, which means he's going to allow me to kill this Philistine. But Saul didn't think that way. And so Saul did this. Watch what he did in verse 38. Then Saul clothed David with his garments and put a bronze helmet on his head, and he clothed him with armor. David girded his sword over his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested him. So David said to Saul, "I cannot go with these, for I have not tested them." And David took them off. Now, it's actually sort of a humorous moment right here, because here's David, and he's young. He's probably still growing. I imagine he is. And so Saul gives him the weapons of warfare, the weapons of the warfare of the day, the weapons of the warfare of the world. He gave him his garments. It says this, then Saul clothed David with his garments. So he gave him the kingly weapons of warfare, which would be what? Oh, yeah, the best available. There's no doubt, okay? He gave him the best. He gave him the bronze helmet for his head. He clothed him with armor. He gave him the sword over the armor. But David tried to walk, and he could not even walk in it. And he told Saul, I can't do this. I haven't tested these things. This is not me. And he took them off. Folks, it doesn't take much spiritual insight to see what's being said right here to us today. So often, I would say the majority of the time, we try to superimpose upon others that which has worked in the past in a particular kind of way. Particularly, the body of Christ does this. They expect you that when you repent and confess and are saved, they want you to look a certain kind of way. They want you to walk a certain kind of way. They want you to dress a certain kind of way. They want you to be what they were or are. They want you to fight in a particular type of way. And it's a way that is untested, and it's not the way that that particular individual is supposed to do it. We do it all the time with stuff. So David says, no, this isn't me. Now watch what David does, verse 40. He took his stick in his hand and chose for himself five smooth stones from the brook and put them in the shepherd's bag, which he had, even in his pouch, and his sling was in his hand, and he approached the Philistine. So David set aside the best that man has to offer, set aside the strategies of man, and he went forth in that which he knew the Lord had given him victory with before. He takes a stick, so he's got some kind of walking stick or something. He goes, he chooses five smooth stones. Well, why in the world five smooth stones? There's only one giant. Well, there's nothing wrong for having plenty of ammunition, no doubt. Whether it's a bunch of arrows, or whether it's a large clip, okay, whatever it may be. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think there's likely something else here. Did he want to make sure that he had enough in case he missed? Well, perhaps. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that preparation. I think David, though, was very, very confident. I think the Lord had shown him, had revealed to him. He'd already declared it. He said, the Lord's going to give me victory over this. He's not going to need more than one stone. David already knew what strategy he was going to use against this guy. Like, why stone? This guy, we've already seen what Goliath had on. We saw everything that he had. David had seen, he had heard this Philistine. He'd heard the taunting. He'd watched him. He already knew what the weakness was of Goliath, and he was going to take advantage of that weakness. And one stone would do the trick. All he needed was one. But I guarantee you, David also knew this, which you'll see later on in the scripture. Goliath had four brothers. He had four brothers. So just in case these four brothers come out, David's got a stone for them too. So he takes the stone, puts them in his pouch, in his bag, even down in the pouch, in the bag. Interesting how that's phrased. He put them in the shepherd's bag, which he had, even in his pouch. In other words, I've got it right here. I'm sitting here looking. I've got how many? One, two, three. Right here, lined up next to my chair. I've got three bags that I use to carry stuff back and forth all the time. Okay? Each one of these bags is used for a particular purpose. Okay? Each one has got pouches within pouches within pouches sometimes. And each one of those pouches within the pouch has a particular assignment that I have given it. I know where to look for that which I have placed in it. Okay? I know what to do. He's done the same thing. He knows where these stones are to where he can just reach down inside it and pull it out. Oh, yeah, ladies, we know about y'all's purses. Yeah, he's prepared. Now watch what happens. Verse 41. Then the Philistine came on and approached David with the shield bearer in front of him. Oh, yeah, one more thing. He takes a sling in his hand, David does, and he approaches the Philistine. You notice he doesn't waste any time. He doesn't waste any time whatsoever. He doesn't sleep on it that night to see, well, I'll check with the Lord again in the morning to make sure this is something I'm supposed to do. No, none of that kind of stuff. The king says, go, may the Lord be with you. The king gives him what he considers to be what he's going to need for this battle. David says, it's not going to work. I haven't tested this. David goes down. He finds five smooth stones, puts them to where he knows he can reach down and grab them without even looking. In other words, keeping your eyes up. In other words, keeping your head on a swivel. I'm going into battle right here. I don't know what's going to happen. He approaches the Philistine. Now, the Philistine comes out and approaches David with the shield bearer in front of him. Verse 42. When the Philistine looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy with a handsome appearance. You know how it's been repeated? Is this the third time? Maybe the fourth time that is given to us that he's ruddy and handsome in appearance. He's young, he's handsome, redheaded and handsome, and the Philistine disdains him. He hates him. He despises him because he's cute and he's handsome. So what does the Philistine do? The Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his God. He's furious because David's handsome. He's furious because David is young. And now he's saying, what are y'all doing? You're treating me like a dog. You're making fun of me. You think I'm not serious. You think I'm not a threat. You're coming out to me with sticks. You're sending this little runt out here. And he's furious because he's taking it that they are disdaining him. Because they're sending this little redheaded runt of a kid out here. And he begins to curse David by his God. You know, the Lord is communicating that he does disdain him. The Lord is saying, I can use the smallest among to bring victory to my people. But my time's up. We'll press on the next episode. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.